service to Tiff and Godfrey.
Marta's life in Guatemala was not easy. Three children, hours of hard work in her greengrocer without hope of a better future. One day, there was the opportunity to make the trip to El Norte. She didn't think twice. She packed up, and with her daughter, she began the three-month journey.
Hubo una persona donde iba a emprender un viaje y me preguntó que si yo no deseaba venir, tener una vida diferente a la que yo llevaba, porque trabajaba de 6 a 10, 11 de la noche.
Marta and Krishna are among the 23 million immigrant women and girls who reside in the United States. In the past, it was not common to see women migrating here alone or with children. That is changing as more of them make the trip. Originally, Marta planned to come with her 14-year-old son, but he told her that Krishna, who was 5 years old and the only girl in the family, needed her more. With pain, she left her two sons in the care of her grandmother.
Entonces él decidió y me dijo, no me voy a ir. Yo le digo, pero ¿por qué? Mamá dice, yo tengo 14 años y mi hermano tiene 11. Mi hermana tiene 6 y ella es una hembra. Te necesita más que nosotros.
New York, where her aunt lived, was the final destination, but on the way, the aunt cut off communication with her. Marta was saved by a phone number and a name, Rogelio, a family friend who had lived in Philadelphia.
Antes de yo de salir de mi casa, llegó un viejo amigo de la familia y me dijo, si un día necesitas de mi hermano, llévate este número.
She found solidarity along the route north. She met un hondureño, and they helped each other. After crossing El Rio Grande, each one went their own way. Marta and her daughter ended up in a Texas detention center. She says that they felt safe there.
Nunca me imaginé ver la gloria en ese refugio, cómo lo trataban a uno, de bien, un dormitorio donde dormir. Y ahí estuve 20 días.
Marta won her asylum case. After she left the detention center, Rogelio sent her plane tickets to fly to Philadelphia. She and Krishna lived at his house until she found work in Los Amigos Bakery en el sur de Philadelphia.
Gracias. Buen día.
Vi que había un rótulo donde decía se necesitaba empleada y entré con mi niña y estaba Martín. Y me dijo, ¿sabes inglés? No, le dije. O me dice, ¿ya has trabajado? No, pero puedo aprender.
She rented a room near Oregon Avenue, and from there, she took the Route 47 bus to get to the bakery. At work, she made friends with Sandra, a Guatemalan who offered her a room closer to the bakery. Marta and Krishna, and Sandra and her two sons started a new life together. They soon connected with Jamie, a Honduran immigrant mother who lived nearby. While Marta and Sandra worked, Jamie could take care of the children. The three women became a family. As a group, there is always money to pay rent, bills, and the internet.
Ahí fue donde nosotros, entre las tres, empezamos a llevar una amistad muy bonita. A través de los niños, fuimos a conociéndonos.
Marta's two sons in Guatemala and her grandmother have a better life thanks to the money she sends, but she misses them so much.
El estar lejos de los hijos es lo peor que puede haber. Nunca tienes paz. Te levantas pensando si comieron, si están bien. Y tú llegas y es un país de soledad. Cosas materiales, pero no hay nada como tú llegas y abrazas a tus hijos.
Still, Marta has no regrets. Here in Philadelphia, she has found sources of work, educated people, respect in the streets, laws that are respected, principles and values.
La gente es muy educada, hay un gran respeto, Es una cultura demasiado diferente, donde aquí sí hay leyes, aquí sí se respeta, aquí se aplican los principios y valores.
Emma Restrepo and Jane von Bergen, Plan Philly WHYY.